This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris is in Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio. They had a National Spelling Bee on last night. I wonder if BT kept one eye on it to learn some new words to use on a show.
Very funny, Chris. He's always very funny, Chris, on a Feel Good Friday.
You know, it's interesting because Jalen Brunson wears number 11.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot of posts on X towards me about this is going to be his Messier spot. This is what he needs to do.
Sure.
And, you know, people forget, like, Game 6 against the Devils, that was an amazing game. He had a hat trick that game, and that was the game where, you woke up the next morning and guaranteed that they were going to win. That was a real hard guarantee.
Yeah.
And he did it, and he ended up leading his team to a Stanley Cup final. This is a little bit different, just simply because the Knicks didn't lose Game 5 at home like the Rangers did.
That's right.
They won Game 5 at home, and Jalen Brunson has been the ultimate captain for this team and since the day he got here. I don't necessarily know that I put him in Mark Messier's class, but I will say that if there was ever a player that has got that heart and has got that desire to lead his basketball team, it's what we have witnessed every single game that he, even the bad games that he plays, he's in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you get into Mark Messier's class if you're Jalen Brunson, is you deliver that championship as the leader of the team that has been away from championships for 50-something years like the Rangers were. And the Knicks are right now. That's how you do it.
Yep.
I mean, so it was, what, 54 years for the Rangers? I mean, is it 54 years now? No, it's less because it was 52.
I think it's 40. It's 43 years?
43 years. No, it can't be 43 years. I'm 43.
44 or 42 years.
No, it's got to be. No, because I'm 40. I was born in 1982, so they didn't win in 1982. It's tack another 10 onto that.
That's 52.
53. 52.
53, whatever.
Yeah, 52 years.
Whew.
So it's sort of the same thing. Here we are.
Yeah, and, I can't say enough about what he did last night, especially at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, isn't it wild to think that 1940 to 1994 is the same as 1970 to 2024? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't seem like 1940 seems like a long ass time ago. it's a strange thing. I'm going to give you a stupid hypothetical sports thing here for real sports talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Would you rather have your team go into Game 5 2-2, so you feel like you're in the series, you're right there, 2-2, but then you lose Game 5 and you're down 3-2, or have your team be down 3-1 and think, oh my God, we've got to win three in a row, but then win Game 5 and have the momentum going into Game 6 down 3-2. Which one's better?
Oh.
Because the reason why I said this is because you just gave both scenarios. The Rangers and the Devils, right? They lost Game 5 at 2-2 and were down 3-2.
52 years.
So they were down 3-2 after losing Game 5. which is momentum to the team that's got the 3-2 lead. It's in their court. So now, you know, you're down 3-1. You got to win three in a row, but you win game five and you're building. You got the momentum going into game six, which is the better generic spot for a team. I think it's what the Knicks are doing.
Well, I would say this, but, you know, I mean,
still got to win three in a row.
That game six over New Jersey was one of the most memorable sporting events for a team that I root for.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, the satisfaction of waking up the next morning after that victory.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm not talking about
It was unbelievable. And I mean, as a hardcore fan and as somebody who was playing in the city at the time for the Jets,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was nothing like it. I mean, it made you want to be able to be part of something that special.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the significance as much as just teams in really rough spots in playoff series where they're down. And the Rangers were down after losing a game five, 3-2. And the Knicks are down 3-2 after winning a game five and then going back on the road.
I got to tell you, it was really hard as a Ranger fan to wake up the morning of that game day and not be nervous. And not thinking that this season that was so special, that was so great, wasn't going to end that night in Brendan Byrne Arena.
Yeah, exactly. Against the Devils, no less, right?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, that one, and that's why, I don't... You root for your team. You want your team to win. Just like I want the Knicks to win. The reality of waking up that morning, even as a contemporary athlete at the time, man, my thoughts were like, man, these guys, they're going to blow it.
Yeah.
And Mike Richter was out of his mind that night. He saved their ass three or four times early in that game. And then all of a sudden, Messier turns on the Jets and becomes, you know, Captain Canada, Captain America, whatever you want to call him. But, man, he was just amazing.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, as you mentioned, people want to make the comparison to Messier and Brunson, and it's close to this point, but if you want to be Mark Messier, you got to be the one who delivers the championship. And, I mean, Brunson's one game closer after having an amazing game last night, but, you know, he's going to have to, the Knicks can't win with Brunson being average. He has to be great every single game.
He's going to be a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure on him, and you know he is. He's lived up to it for the most part.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich in Plainview.
Now it's free. Well, you can go Rich, back to the Rich, show and listen to
Rich,
it.
Rich.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. What's up, man?
A real quick thing. How do you guys put Jalen Brunson in the category of Messi? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man, you're not listening. God damn it!
How are you so goddamn stupid this morning?
Holy. If that isn't like classic sports talk caller.
Yes.
I mean, I had said like a minute ago, if you want to be Messier, you got to win the championship.
Right. And I'm saying that people are posting towards me at X because they both wear number 11 because they're both the captains
and
their respective
not there
teams.
Yet.
And he's not there yet.
How did you put him in the same class?
Open your ears.
How could you guys actually be doing that?
The Friday morning is a feel-good Friday. This guy's pissed me off right now.
Yeah, I know. It pissed me off, too. Because we said the exact opposite of what he thought we said. God.
Man, if there's somebody in that car with him, you got to reach over and slap him right now.
He would be like the worst juror of all time. You know, he's hearing the exact opposite of what people are saying. Well, wait a second. I thought that bloody glove was... No.
And by the way, you know... I don't know how much more of a compliment you can give another athlete in another sport in this city.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you would say that Eli Manning had two incredible playoff runs and had two incredible Super Bowls that had two Mark Messier moments.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody's compared to that just because of the symbolism that it really equates to when you think about the enormity of that game six in Jersey.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't easy for them to get through Vancouver either, by the
way. Right, and the reason why the comparisons are coming up, and we're not saying that they're the same, I mean, the entry point to the conversation was Boomer saying that people were reaching out to him saying that Brunson is Messi. It's not that yet. But it's also, it's a conference finals where your team's down 3-2, on the road when you haven't won in over 50 years. So that's where the comparisons are right now.
And they both wear number 11.
Yeah.
And they're both the captain of their respective teams.
Right, right, exactly.
All right, I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
There are, but until you're holding up the Larry O'Brien like Mark Messier held up the Stanley Cup, then the comparisons stop. I mean, as much as we love Jalen Brunson, he's got to, you know, in that class, he can't just be knocking at the door.
And by the way, you know, we get a lot of posts that come to us on X. Mm. And I just thought that this was a very interesting one. And because it is New York sports and it is because it's two teams that play in the same building and two players that wore the same number and 50 years apart. I mean, like the team's championships are essentially the same amount of years apart from when they won the last championship. I mean, come on.
Who's the Landry Shamet on the 94 Rangers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Diana in Ronkonkoma. What's going on, Diana?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Last night, I believe it was during the NBA Finals, they had a commercial on for the Stanley Cup. And they said that the Stanley Cup is the most recognizable trophy in all of major sports. And I was wondering if you guys would agree. My husband adamantly disagrees with that, and I said he's wrong. I think anyone, any non-sports fan, would be able to recognize the Stanley Cup. What do you guys think?
Al? Yes. So we've had the Stanley Cup in here, and yes, I would agree with that. I don't really know of another championship trophy, maybe other than the U.S. Open Golf Trophy.
Maybe you guys need to ask Tracy that. Show her a picture of it and see if she knows what that is.
That's a great, you know what? That would be very smart. That's something I probably should have done on Friday. Yeah. Diana, and there is the Stanley Cup in our studio. Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, for a non-sports fan, you put the Stanley Cup would stand out over the Larry O'Brien, over the baseball trophy that Rob Manfred called a hunk of metal.
Remember that?
Just a hunk of metal.
Just a hunk of metal.
The baseball commissioner. What?
Yeah.
Lombardi, though, man. I'm telling you, the NFL's so popular now.
No, it's still the Stanley Cup.
It's Stanley Cup.
No, I'm saying for a non-sports fan, though. I mean, I'm not saying what's more iconic. I know it's the Stanley Cup. That's the greatest trophy. That's the one. But my point is that for a non-sports fan, you put them all in front. Because football is so much more popular than hockey, would someone know the Lombardi over the Stanley Cup?
Oh, plus it has a football in it.
It's true. That is true. But would they say Lombardi? They'd have to say that's the Lombardi trophy to get the answer right. They can't just say the football trophy because it's a football on top of it.
And plus it has the NFL logo.
Yeah, you'd have to... Would they say Stanley Cup or would they say Lombardi? See, that is a... We wasted our opportunity now, but that would have been a great question for Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. Name these trophies.
What if someone just answered the Super Bowl trophy?
No. God, that's the Lombardi trophy. You have to know it's the Lombardi trophy. And they can't say that's the hockey trophy. Can't do that either. It's either the Stanley Cup or the Lombardi trophy. So, yeah.
And it's not just a hunk of metal.
No.
That's for sure.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe think Youssef would be able to. I don't. He's not around on Fridays anymore. Damn it.
Yeah, I saw him. He's around.
Oh, he's around?
Yeah.
Think he'd be able to identify it? He doesn't like coming in anymore. Something's going on with that. I don't know if it's like a.
we haven't figured out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got like.
I don't think that's him, though.
He's got like that geofencing on him now, I think. Where he gets to a certain area, distance to the studio. He's got to put it in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, if he's around.
It's a shock in the neck.
Yeah, if he's around, I'd like to do that for him. And CBS Sports Network, if you could, we'll just prepare this. And if it happens, it happens. And maybe if it doesn't happen, we can do it another day. But if you can get all four major sports trophies up there from, you know, basketball, football, hockey, and what did I miss? Baseball.
He'd have to get the names of all of the trophy, the actual name of the trophy.
Yeah.
What is that hunk of metal in Major League Baseball called?
Oh, it's the...
Is that the commissioner's trophy?
Yeah, the commissioner's trophy. Yeah.
It's the hunk of metal.
Which is what the commissioner called it, the commissioner's trophy. The commissioner called a hunk of metal. Yeah, that was amazing. Peter in Connecticut. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and kind of talk about OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. You guys mentioned OG's kind of struggles over the last series. And I think it's because him and Mikal play a similar game. They're slash and three, you know, and they also play a lot of good defense. But I think that they're trying to, like, force two similar players in that Tibbs lineup. And I think, like, I forgot, it might have been McPherson yesterday talking about, like, what's wrong with the Knicks lineup. And I think that it's them. I think that it's those two guys that can't really work well in the same system.
Yeah, that's interesting, but I mean, I saw OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges play really well together when Jalen Brunson was out. Now, you want to tell me that Jalen Brunson's the straw that stirs the drink? You're right. And when he's in there and those two guys are in there, maybe it's a little confusing, but those two guys, at least on the defensive side of things, should be able to lock down the two guys that they've been on better than they have for the majority of the series.
I just think game four, Mikal Bridges was off. He did not hit his mid-range jump shots. Yesterday, OG Anunoby was off again. And it seems like in this series, for whatever reason, maybe it's because of the defensive energy that he feels like he has to put out to try to stop Pascal Siakam, it's affecting his offense. Maybe he is hurt. Maybe that hamstring is worse than we think it is. Nobody's talking about it, but we noticed it back in game two, was it?
Yeah.
So I look at it and I say, okay, he is just not shooting well. I mean, he was 1 for 7, 3 points last night, 3 for 14 overall. His offense is not there. And he just looks like, at times, he and Josh Hart on offense really look out of sorts.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and it's I don't know.
Still, but I mean, like, the fact of the matter is, they've scored 135 points, 109 points, 106 points, 121 points, and 111 points. So we could be sitting here bitching all we want. They're still scoring.
They're finding a way. You know? No matter what.
They're digging deep.
Digging deep and finding a way. Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's going on, Alejandro?
Fellas, good morning, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Gio, first of all, I quickly want to congratulate you, bro. I know what it feels like to hit a green using a 6-iron. Woo! We're probably the same handicap, so I got to congratulate you on that, bro. I understand that. So.
Oh, you should have seen him yesterday, Alejandro. Not only that. Number 16 over there at Sleepy Hollow, the beautiful par 3 that overlooks the Hudson. He hit it smack dab, what were you, about 10 feet away?
Yeah, I was 10 feet away. Yeah, and I have to tell Alejandro, it's a signature hole there. It's on, like, the cover of golfing magazines. And last year I played there for the first time. I was on a rough day, and I sculled one right into the fescue even before, like, even got to the rough. It was horrible on the other side of the cart path. And then everybody goes, hit another one. It's 16 at Sleepy Hollow. You got to try again. I hit the same exact shot, sculled it again. And I was thinking about it since September of last year. Like, and I'm not kidding you. In my own head, I was saying, when I get another opportunity to stand up there, I got to hit a great shot. So yes. I was standing over it, and
it is right there.
The calm came over me, and I hit it. So it was pretty good. It was a special day. And I washed it down with a Knicks win last night, Alejandro. Let's go. What a day.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to talk real quick. Have you guys seen this going around on social media? There was this guy that beat a witch to put a spell on the Knicks to win last night. Mm. And it's just like a superstition kind of deal in a sense. Now, like, we need him to do that again for game 6. In addition, real quick, Kylie Jenner is 2-0 when she's at the game. So I think Timothy has to bring her to game 6 as well.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. I thought about that when she was walking out. I was like, the last time that she was with him, they won. So maybe that if... And I thought he's going to drag her to Indiana.
She's a hell of a distraction.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to drag her to Indiana. And she was wearing like a thing or showing some skin, too, an old deal. I mean, yeah. To bring her to Indiana... Have her be like just in like a bikini sitting courtside, and then have her flirt with the Pacers, and I think we might have a chance, Alejandro. But thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend, brother. And whatever. You know how I feel about things. If you're actually involved in the series, then you can touch the money. Then there could be superstitions, whatever. But with fans and witches and all that other stuff, we can try. But I gotta stop for my own sake in my brain. I gotta stop thinking that I have any sort of control over these things, because I can't blame myself anymore for my team's losses. I can't do it.
My confidence comes from Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's been a lot of athletes that have come through here over the years, and very few have achieved, you know, the level of, I think, appreciation that he has already received in such a short period of time.
Let's go to Steve in Connecticut before we get to Jerry's update and moment of the day. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
The gentleman that's going to the Broadway show can go buy an Apple Watch and get his updates on that to make his girlfriend happy as well.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I'm not a watch guy at all. I see people with the watches all the time, the Apple Watches, and on the golf course, and they're getting the yardage and everything else, and the scores and the texts, and people talking into them. Yeah, go out and get that, and then if you don't want to keep it, then send it back the next day. I think this thing wasn't working out for me, and then return it. But yeah, that's an easy one.
The problem with that is I can't read it.
You can't?
I can't, no.
See, I've got, knock on wood,
I tried.
Decent eyes.
No way.
That would solve his problem. That's smart. Or you could just get thrown out, because does he really care about the Denzel thing? He doesn't really care. He might think it's fun. Be like, oh, I get to see Denzel Washington on Broadway. That's something that's cool to see. And Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, but he doesn't really care if he's a Knicks fan.
But he's taking his lady.
Yeah, my lady. I told my lady we got a Knicks game to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dan and Carteret. Oh, what's up, Dan? Good morning.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Doing okay. Hey, there's so many topics to talk about. The Yankees, Soto, Knicks Pacers, 2C, Stupin' Twos.
We've hit it all today, Dan. We've hit it all.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely have hit it all, but I'm going to go out of the ordinary for me, being I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I'm going to comment about Soto and then Knicks Pacers. Maybe the situation with Soto is like we've seen more so when a player doesn't perform well, when he's done good with other teams, but then didn't do well when he became a Yankee, like, you know, Sonny Gray, for example. So maybe that's what Soto's going to wind up being for the Mets. You know, he got this huge contract, being a two-tool player, getting, two-tool player, and getting all these perks that other players don't get. I mean, Judge doesn't get these perks. Otani doesn't get these perks. Those guys deliver. I don't know what you'd call it, what you can label it, but maybe it's just going to be one of those bizarre, unexplainable things. We'll always be searching for answers, and he just won't, you know, own up, to add up to his contract and his value that the Mets gave him.
Well, I mean, it's going to be tough to live up to, you know, $763 million, whatever it ended up being. It's going to be impossible to live up to that. But it's still 2 months in, you know, and really he's just got to be a contributor on a team that wins a championship, and then that money will be worth it for Steve Cohen. So what do you have?
Right, I agree. It's a small sample size. With Knicks Pacers, in regards to what you guys, I was listening yesterday, you know, Gio, you were very realistic with your takes about the Knicks Pacers series. Boomer was unrealistic, being a little dramatic, saying that he's not giving up, he's not quitting yet, and he wants to see a fight out of the team tonight and this, that, and the other. I mean, Boomer. It was best said by the legendary Roy Orbison, and recently said on your program last year during the Mets-Dodgers series by the great Anthony in Belleville. It's over! It's over! The Knicks ain't coming back. It's done. Pacers are moving on.
You know what? You got some pipes there, Dan. I was impressed by that. That was actually very good.
Who was that?
For Dan.
As Dan and Carter.
Right? Oh, I didn't hear him. Yeah, he was a little bit more of a vocal talent than I had expected there. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the way I feel, just because we've seen this series enough. It does feels like the Knicks, anytime they're doing something well, they're fighting uphill. The Pacers feel like they've got total control, but things can change.
Hey, let me.
Things can change.
What I'm talking about is showing your fans like some pride tonight and going out and playing hard and playing defense and, you know, bringing the energy that you pretty much, to a man, said after the game in game four that you didn't have. So tonight's the night that you have to have it. And tonight's the night you got to be aware of it. And they're a good team. I mean, the Knicks are a really good team. And I expect them that they're going to show up tonight. Because if they don't show up tonight and they get blasted or in some way, shape, or form, could you imagine the bloodletting, what it's going to be like tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't
want
that.
And this is a team that's gotten better and better and better over the last 3 years. They're in the conference finals, for God's sake. And, you know, you were acting like they're the worst team in the freaking Eastern Conference.
I mean, we're not. There are people who, I mean, I am, I don't want to say I'm satisfied because I'm certainly not satisfied. The way that this season has gone, I'm appreciating every single bit of it. Yes, I'm disappointed because I thought they had a real chance to beat the Pacers, but these guys have given me a run that we haven't seen in a very long time. So I'm happy with that, but it's a little disappointing when you feel like you can win a series. You're a favorite and you got a home court advantage.
Right.
You felt like you should have beat them last year. You played well against them in the regular season and now you're getting run out of buildings.
And
it's annoying.
I feel bad that like a fan like Dan, you think he's a tough guy. He's got meat hooks for hands.
He does.
He's a thick some bitch. Like, you know, Phil Simms, you know, talks about. And now today he's singing with this high-pitched voice, it's over. I mean, that's soft.
Yeah.
That's a soft attitude to have.
I don't even know if he is a Knicks fan.
Is that a New York attitude to have?
I'm not even sure he is a Knicks fan.
Well, what is he?
I don't know. I think he's a Bulls fan. I want to say he's a Bulls fan.
Why? Because of Michael Jordan? It's easy to hook your hitch to that wagon.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I could be speaking out of turn.
So he's loving the fact that the Knicks are not doing, or in his eyes, are done. Hey, I'm sorry. I am a Knicks fan. I, as a former athlete, Gene.
There's pride on the line tonight.
And they're not hurt. They're healthy.
Yeah.
And you know what? They've hung with them. These games have been close, with the exception of this last fourth game, just simply because Mikal Bridges couldn't hit a shot to save his life at the end.
I know. I mean, some of these changes, sit Bridges, sit this, sit that, use the bench, I mean, it's going to come down to your best players having enough to get it done at this point in the season. That's really what it is.
I'm not going to tell Tibbs what to do, but man.
It's just like.
My suggestion, just go back to your group and let's go. Just play it out the way you played it the entire year.
Like, we need more Landry Shamet. We need more DeLon Wright. No, you don't. What you need more of is Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, and OG Anunoby. That's what you need more of. Those
and
guys.
Deuce McBride.
Him too. Let's go to Albert in New Jersey. What's going on, Albert?
Hey, what's going on? I mean, I don't know how I'm going to follow that guy with that singing, but I do kind of agree with him. I think it is over. I'm sure my wife is listening. She's probably very upset, but I really do think it's over. But what I really wanted to talk about was Juan Soto and going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a track record of having these injuries that are like kind of vague and has affected his play. If you remember last year with the Yankees, he was hurt twice with the forearm issue and the hand issue. And I don't know. I think I'm inclined to believe that he probably is hurt. and making all this money, he's probably just like trying to push through it because he does not look like the Juan Soto that I've been watching for years and clamoring and praying that he would join the Yankees. And what we saw last year compared to this year, you just don't lose it that quick. So I wouldn't dismiss the whole injury thing. I really think he's got something going on.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he doesn't look physically hurt. I mean, maybe you can read into the Mendoza thing, so his foundation, his base look good. Maybe he's, you know, saying that he hasn't. He's been hampered a little bit there. But there is something to be said. I will agree with this part of it, just from a general standpoint, that when someone's going into a contract year and they're not feeling right, that they're more prone to say, hey, I need to go on the IL, than after getting the contract, getting all the guaranteed money, and then feeling the pressure to have to go out there and perform and saying, no, I'm going to fight through this thing. So that I do think is a thing.
What has he played? 55 games? Yeah. What he's played? Maybe he's had a day off here once or twice?
Yeah,
maybe?
Before the Yankee series, he took a day off.
That's right. Okay. So 54 games or 53 games. Of those 53 games, how many games was he actually an asset to the Mets in terms of the offensive player, whether it be a sacrifice fly, a home run, a key hit, a nice play?
I'd say 50% of them.
50. All right, so it's not like he's been crap for 55 games.
It's not a total mess on our hands, but it's just not what we expected.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's how many games are we expecting him to play overall for the Mets?
Oh God,
1,200.
Yeah, I mean, I have no
some God, and we're less than 1% into it,
mm-hmm.
and we're ready to kick him to the curb. Because Frank the Tank is going off on him?
No. It's not that. It's just that the longer it goes on, the more concerned you get. That's all.
Yeah, and like I said, and we've seen this before, we've seen a lot of players. I mean, they were booing Jeter his last couple of years here. Sorry to say that, folks, but they were. I was sitting here listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they were booing Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge got booed.
Yes. And we'll probably get booed again if he doesn't start producing in the playoffs.
Santa Claus got booed in Philadelphia.
And guess who did produce in the playoffs?
Giancarlo Stanton?
Yes, but also Juan Soto. But the other thing, too, is last year Pete Alonso was getting booed in his own building. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he hits a key home run against the Brewers. All forgotten.
And then everybody wants him back. He comes back, gets off to a great start. We'll see.
So there's no, like, when we get to the playoffs, just like we have with the Knicks, because we've been saying it all year with the Knicks, good team, not a great team. Good team, not a great team. Not a top-tier team, tier two team. We got to see what it looks like when we get to the playoffs. And guess what? They turned out to be one of the four best teams in the conference, in the NBA.
Christos in Astoria. What's going on, Christos?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show.
Thank you, Christos. What's happening, brother?
We need Boomer in Celebrity Row. I got to watch this Bad Bunny, this other guy, Timothy Chalamet, all these fake fans. We need Boomer in Celebrity Row to bring us back. We need real New Yorkers.
Yeah, I mean,
years watch the scene.
I don't know. Do you think you
could
get
Boomer? Where's Boomer?
Well, Boomer's right here. I'm right here, Christos. I hear every word you're saying, and I appreciate
it. We need you.
I know, but I'm a little bit older. I need a little bit more rest than some of these other guys.
Yeah, and not
they
everybody.
They may be doing other things to keep them awake. I can't do those things.
Are you talking about Tusi?
Which I learned about this morning.
Yes, we all did. Do you think that if you requested a ticket to be front row, you'd be able to get it tonight?
No.
You'd be able to get somewhere in the building.
I don't do that. You know I don't do that. And, I've never done that.
And Chalamet is not a fake fan. He's a real fan, but they are showing him too much. Ben Stiller,
He's been there for years.
He's in it. He's definitely in it.
Most of these celebrity fans are there. The reason I'm like, get rid of the celebrity fans is because the other team wants to show out in front of these celebrities.
Yeah. I don't know if Bad Bunny's been a Knicks fan for a long time, but he's been a lot of these games too. And he was sitting next to Chalamet, who's dating Kylie Jenner.
Right.
And Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner broke up. So
look at you. You know everything that's going on over there.
A little bit of an awkward situation.
I mean, you got Russell Wilson sitting there with his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
He's not a fan. He's not a Knick fan.
No. Wearing that Giants jacket. I mean, he is something else. He goes dives right in.
Good
boy.
For him. That's what you got to do. If you're going to be a leader, you got to dive in.
Dives right in.
I always say dive in. A couple of things from football that was interesting because I heard you guys reference, I guess a caller referenced Aaron Rodgers. So Rodgers was a guest for a question and answer event hosted by rapper Mike Studd. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Maybe you guys do.
I don't.
No, I was looking at me. Okay. Anyhow, there was a question from a young fan and a cryptic answer, but it's pretty easy with a quick Google search what he's referencing.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her? This
no, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
What a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Got to check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
The Steelers are in Chicago in November.
I mean,
so I don't know what we're waiting for, if this is exactly what he's doing.
Okay. I mean, now he's, I mean, that's as clear as day at this point, but why would he not just come out and say it?
I don't know, but you said you on Rogan, he said he's dealing with a family friend that's going through battling cancer right now, so he's been a little.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned, what he's mentioned on McAfee, but I mean, it sounds like. I mean,
you know, not to be cold or anything like that, but I mean, you know, he does have, if he wants to play, he does have a lot of people that are, you know, counting on him. He owes them, you know, the respect that he would want to be afforded himself.
You think it would be okay if, let's say, the Steelers knew, but he said, we're not, I can't say anything yet? And we later found out that they knew.
I'm sure he's been open with the Steelers, and hopefully that's why, you know, what was it, Art Rooney came out and basically said, you know, we are expecting him to be the quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
You know, in no uncertain terms. So I still think that's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, turn their attention to Kirk Cousins.
Understood.
And now, try to trade for him.
Speaking of the NFL, the league did respond to Joe Burrow. So last week, Burrow was asked what he thought of the schedule that came out.
You know, playing in Baltimore for the fourth straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please.
How do you think the NFL responded? Was it Mike North? Is that who does the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, the man of knowledge, yes.
We understand Joe's concerns, but he can go F himself.
No.
No?
He said it was fair.
Okay.
But they've done
fair criticism. It's very tough to play in Baltimore. But I remember being in Cincinnati. We played in Pittsburgh a lot on Monday night and Cleveland on Monday night. We had a lot of road Monday night games. That may also be because maybe the Bengals didn't want home night games. I don't know.
Could that come from ownership?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And then if there was one place you think Burrow wishes was on the schedule more, where do you think it would be? Anybody?
I would say New Orleans.
Good answer. Good idea. No.
Where the heck will he would want to play other than nothing in the division?
It's not in the division, no.
It's not in the division. I'm going to say L.A.
Good guess. No. You guys have a guess?
Miami.
Very good guess. No.
Tampa.
No, this one caught me completely by surprise, and he was dead serious when he said this.
Maybe an international game next year, too. Part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally, and so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing.
How about that?
Yeah, you would think that they would be an exciting team.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to have one of your best players, one of your most offensive-oriented teams on the road somewhere internationally?
So he is standing up and saying, send us there next year.
Yeah, good for him.
But they're also traveling the least amount of miles out of any NFL team. Yeah, so maybe that ends up helping them out. Yes, saw that the other day, a breakdown on something.
Yeah, it's the division in their crossover.
And I believe I saw today marks 100 days from the start of the season. That sound right? June, July, August. Yeah, it's probably about right.
Okay.
Yeah. Early September, right? September 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cowboys, Eagles. All right, Yankees, Angels last night. Really only one highlight of significance.
Hope you try to pick up at least one run here with a fly ball at the very least. Next pitch. So I'm going to drive to center field. Slicing drive. Going back, Taylor. It bounces off the fence. Scoring is Grisham. Judge right behind him. Belly's flying. He's going to score. Anthony Volpe, a three-run double in the Yankees. Expand the lead to 4-1 here in the fourth inning.
And that was Dave Sims right here on the Fan late last night. Yankees beat the Angels 5-1. Volpe, the star with the
bases clearing double. He was on Yes afterwards discussing the at-bat.
Just want to get something I can handle and do the job and get it up. So, yeah, he threw me one. I took advantage.
He did. Ryan Yarbrough was the winning pitcher. Six innings. He's now 2-0. His success so far?
I think it's just been, you know, been having a really good approach, talking with the pitching staff and with Wells about, like, just great game plan of just really mixing speeds, keeping them guessing up there and, you know, really getting ahead and putting them in situations where they're having to swing the bat. And
So now the Yankees are 33-20 on the season. Tampa has won five or six games in a row, but they are clear of them as they are running away with the AL East so far. You will have Carlos Rodon and Ty Anderson going tonight on The Fan. The Yankees bounce back from that loss in Colorado now with three straight wins. Since the Mets, meantime, have won three in a row. They lost to the Dodgers in extra innings on Friday night, beat LA on Saturday, beat them on Sunday, and then on Monday took care of the White Sox.
Swinging a high fly ball to right field. That's going to win it. Tauchman back. He's at the edge of the track. He makes the one-hand catch. Tyrone Taylor tags at third, comes down the line to score. Put it in the books.
A 2-1 win for the Mets in their final turn at bat. Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. Juan Soto, the game-tying sack fly to left in the eighth, and all was good. Here was Lindor postgame, being the hero again and coming through.
I come up in those situations. I have good hitters in front of me. They got on base. They made it easier for me, and then I got great hitters behind me as well. So, you know, I knew he had to throw a strike. He's got a good pitch.
And he hit it to right. By the way, did you see Gelbs get the water doused on him by any chance?
Yes.
This is actually very funny. Here was Tyrone Taylor. He had the double that started off the inning, and he scored the winning run. This was Taylor postgame.
It was a good pitch. I was just trying to see be on time for a fastball up close to me, and I just put a good swing on that sweeper.
And Francisco Alvarez in the eighth inning led off with a pinch hit single to left. It was then pinch run four by Luis Angel Acuna, who scored on the sac fly. They made a lot of good plays in this game, and they win. And so the Mets now on the season, 33-21. Coming up later tonight, Tyler McGill makes the start on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 710. And from the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Panthers 3-0. Played this one earlier. Rod Brindamore talking about snapping the 15-game losing streak in the conference finals.
You know what? I didn't even think about that, but that's nice. I mean, it means so, like, nothing to these guys because half of them aren't here, and, you know, but it's been a story. So, yeah, it's nice to not have to talk about that.
Talking to you off the air, you think they could make a little bit of a run here?
Well, it depends on whether or not Florida gets a couple of their guys back healthy and back in the lineup. They lost two key players. Mikkola and Reinhardt, but, you know, Florida's still the better team, and they have the better goalie. I mean, they should take care of business in tomorrow night in Carolina. They should.
As they do lead 3-1, and tonight you'll have game 4 for the Oilers and the Stars. Edmonton up 2-1 in that series. All right, moment of the day is a little bit lengthy, and it's a two-parter because, so, it was last hour or 2 hours ago, I played the clip of Gary Cohen and Ron Darling with the Furries in left field at Citi Field. So it became a topic, as you can imagine. Eddie then showed an odd knowledge of furries in a way that definitely caught G by surprise. And then a little while later, a caller had a question about all of this involving a legendary New York quarterback.
There's others that, like, hey, I'm a jackrabbit, and I'm, you know, I see the zebra in the hotel lobby, and bing, bang, boom. You know, one of those.
So it's usually rabbit. Is your come together?
I don't know. I just, those are the two I thought of.
It's usually like the horse motif that is the big one for that.
The horse motif with two people or with one?
Or three.
Motif?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of wolves. There were a lot of wolves on roller skates in Pittsburgh. There's like a whole gang of them. But I don't, the horse, so there's a lot of horses that are.
Like people, you know, they like to be, well, one person is the horse and the other is the, you know, yes, the trainer or what
Okay.
Oh.
Let me be Bob Baffert this time for once.
A horse only has two legs or does it have four?
Well, I mean, they have four. And
I know what a real horse has. I'm just talking about a furry horse.
Well, they will act it out. And it's not even so much they have to be in full costume. It's because it's leading towards, you know, they're just pretending to be a horse and getting ridden and led around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a horse motif.
And whipped.
Oh, God.
Well, I was wondering, do you guys think
secretly Phil Sims dresses as a fox furry.
I do it.
Perfect. Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
Oh, yes.
There you go, guys. Bizarre moment of the day.
The Mets drop one to the White Sox, and the Juan Soto stuff once again is bubbling up as some boos were heard as the runners in scoring position thing is still going on. Him not really being himself is still going on. So if the Knicks lose tonight, welcome back to New York Sports Juan Soto, because you're the microscope's going to be back on you. JS, good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. And I watched some of this yesterday, and I heard the boos and everything else. And I just have to say that it is so predictable that something like this is going to happen. And
to the Mets, you're saying?
Yeah, to the Mets. Yeah. I mean, it just happens. And I know that we've been around here for a long time, and we've watched and waited for guys to come out of their slumps, and eventually they do. I mean, you know, Pete Alonso had a terrible year last year, but had a huge home run in the playoffs and then came back and get off to a great start this year. Francisco Lindor was terrible the first part of the season. Remember when Javi Baez got here and that whole mess and the anger that was and the vitriol that was thrown towards Lindor and Baez and everybody else. I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, Juan Soto's going through it right now. And there's really nothing he can do other than become productive. There's nothing he can say. I'll tell you one thing he can do. The one thing that he can do is that when he is playing baseball, look like you care. Look like it means something to you.
Yeah.
And show the hustle that is required to earn the fans' respect. Because fans know. Baseball fans around here are great baseball fans. They know the sport. They know what they're watching. And they know that he's a great player that's going through it right now. But the only thing that he can do to make it worse is he looks like he's playing lazy in the field or coming out of the dugout late or you know, kind of meandering out of the batter's box after what he thinks is going to be a hit or a home run. Those are the things that just kind of exacerbate all the problems that he's probably dealing with right now. And we've been down this road with a ton of athletes in this town. We know what it's like, but I also know that he's just too good not to think that somewhere along the line he is going to just absolutely explode, and he'll probably end up carrying the team for a couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, he has to, and if he doesn't, and this is what he's done so far in April and May projects out to the end of the season, that is going to be really ugly. And you see some of the big Dominican stars coming out in his defense. We talked about Pedro Martinez last week, talking about how there's a human in there and how we need to think about that when Juan Soto was going through stuff. You had David Ortiz just yesterday come out and say that the expectation for Juan Soto are all out of whack, and he hit free agency. Well, I actually think he has a point, but it's something that you had said for a while leading up to it, is you'd never pay him that money. He's not the best player in baseball. He's not a five-tool guy. And Ortiz is saying the same thing. It's that there's a lot of people that see that he's the highest-paid player in baseball and think that he's going to be Barry Bonds when Barry Bonds had a giant head and hit 73 home runs. And that's not who he is. So there is some of that going on, but he's still way below where he should be in certain offensive categories. And I don't know. I mean, there is something about the, I don't want to use the word laziness, but there's his flair is not there. That energy is not there that we came to be used to seeing last year when he was in Yankees uniform. And I don't know if there's something personal going on in his life. I'm not sure. There hasn't been any reporting on it. But that is one thing. Like, forget about the numbers and the war and the OPS and all of that. It's a demeanor thing that I think is the most frustrating to fans.
But it's $750 million.
Exactly.
It's private jets for his family. It's a suite for his family.
The happiest he's ever been in his life.
I mean, at the end of the day, Steve Cohen bent over backwards and gave him and Scott Boras everything that he demanded and wanted, something that the Yankees were not going to do. And this performance thus far, under the guise of everything that has gone his way and where he ends up on the salary structure, is going to bring an enormous amount of pressure. He's got to know that, and he's a great player, and he's going to have to deal with it.
I mean, that's just, there's no other way around it. I mean, everything that he has gotten from the Mets, it made the Mets look like they were, you know, completely and utterly like all in, and they had to have him, and that they were going to go to whatever degree it took to get him. And they did. And I mean, in all the little perks that he has gotten, I mean, they're out there now.
Big perks.
And I mean, like, it's not a joke, man. This is like, this guy is potentially a billion-dollar baseball player. And that's why, you know, the people who spend the amount of money that they do on tickets don't want to see a guy that it doesn't seem like he's given 100% or the flair is gone. The flair should be there. 100% attitude should be there. And I totally understand why he is receiving the criticism he's getting. I totally get it. But I also know that he's a guy that in a moment's notice can go on a 2 to 3 week run and carry this baseball team and show how he can be one of the best hitters in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be an either-or thing, which is sort of what you're getting right now. You're getting the people that are saying, oh, he's a total bust, and you're getting the other side saying, ah, he's going to break out of it. I mean, both things can exist at the same time, that at the end of the season, people can expect the numbers that he normally has, but right now he's just not good. You can't excuse any of this away at this point. It's 2 full months of the season, and enough with the excuses. And I know Carlos Mendoza can't come out and just... He did once criticize him and said, we got to talk about that when he didn't run out the ball that went off the Green Monster. He did say that. But like something like yesterday... And
Did you hear what Carlos Mendoza said after the game?
I'm about to read it right now. Gosh. So honestly, today... He's talking about Soto. Honestly, today was one of those days where he didn't hit the ball hard, but I thought his foundation... His lower half was in a better position. And for me, that's a good sign. He's 0 for 4. He doesn't hit the ball hard, but his lower half's in a good position. So we're moving in the right direction here, right?
I think Carlos Mendoza is running out of things to say and just saying things because he's being asked constantly about what's going on. And he's trying to protect his player, but he's also trying to manage the team.
Yeah, but this is a bridge too far. I'm sorry. He could say, yeah, didn't have a good day. You know, that's what happened. Next question. I mean, we all saw it. It's not like he was privy to other information and we didn't. You can go deep into the mechanics if you want, but his lower half's in a better position? That's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard from a manager.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an excuse. I think he's looking for something that he can say positive about his player. There's not an excuse. Like, the excuse would be like, you know, he's got a bad wrist and he's not getting around.
All right.
This is more of a positive attribute of a player
grasping at straws spot.
Yes, 100%. When I heard that, and when you hear, and I'm sure Jerry will play it this morning, when you hear Carlos say that, you're like, come on, what are we doing?
I know.
Who are we talking to now? Yeah. Are we talking to his family? Are we talking to, because if you're talking to the fans, we're all just going to roll our eyes.
Yeah, I mean,
I think collectively, that's probably what we all did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that he, a couple of minutes later, Mendoza was probably like, well, that was a silly thing to say. I mean, he knows it. He was around the Yankee fans. He's been around Mets fans. He definitely understands what the fans are thinking. So I don't know if this is, he's trying to give extra pats on the back or extra encouragement to him. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you found out that there was something going on with him that was distracting him with a family situation or somebody sick or whatever it may be. Because, I mean, that's like when you're around people and they're just different sometimes. I mean, that's what it feels. Now, I don't know him personally, but we watched him for a full year last year in a Yankee uniform all the way to the World Series, and I haven't seen a shell of that guy yet.
Hell, I wanted him 4 years ago.
I know you did.
When Jerry was bopping around here.
He was.
I wasn't planning on paying him, you know, $750 million in private jets and suites and everything else. And who knows what else he's getting?
I'd start taking away stuff now. That's what I would start doing.
Well, they're not going to do that. But
that'd be great, wouldn't it? It'd be like, listen, if you don't get this average above 280, that suite for your family, gone.
Couple of things from football. This is in relation to the Jets via the Nightcap podcast, of course, with Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. So they didn't play the clip, but they read the quote from Justin Fields about he thinks he can be great and that this team is set up and they look good. And Ocho didn't disagree with him other than also acknowledging the fact that it is May.
Everybody looks good in shorts and shirts. We all do. Now, it's a different game. We talk about the Jets. We know what happened when the goddamn lights come on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's always been a different story.
It has been. That having been said, if you do what you think you can do, you'll be rewarded.
For Justin, for his sake, this is the make or break a year for him. You have a stellar, you have a phenomenal season this year. You get you a nice big payday, boy.
Probably very true. So very interesting is the NFL starting to feel like football season still 100 days away from the start of the season. Then down in Miami, you had a reporter ask a very basic question. I'm going to ask you to see how you would respond or react if you heard this. In relation, this is to Mike McDaniel, in relation to Jalen Ramsey.
Are you sad that the relationship went sideways?
How would you answer that question?
Am I sad? This is a football team. If he doesn't want to be here, then we'll do everything we can to accommodate him. But I'm not sad. I can only coach the players that are here.
How long did that take?
10 seconds. Yeah,
was it even tops. 10 seconds?
Yeah, probably less, yeah.
You can stop this whenever you want, and I will tell you that I cut it off. Because he kept going, Mike McDaniel.
I'm very excited to coach a football team, and that's not dismissing, but quite honestly, like I everything's an opportunity cost. So I think it is quite honestly irresponsible for me to put down some of the thoughts and focus on the players that we're working now to build a performance for the season.
What?
Build the performance?
And concern myself with that.
I had to stop it because it goes on and on. What did it even mean?
Nothing. He just can't stop. He can't give a concise answer. It's not possible for him.
I do love the guy, though.
Yeah, and he's great for audio and stuff, but, I mean, things were great for him early on, not so much anymore.
Not so much. And you also had the situation when Tyreek Hill quit on his team last year, so he was there, and he was asked about that incident and how you kind of look at your teammates now when you come back this season.
It was tough, man. Obviously, emotions were high then, but at the end of the day, man, I'm just looking to move forward from that, hoping that, you know, I can prove myself and prove to my teammates that, you know, I'm still one of them ones, man, who, like, chasing, you know, 2K, still one of those ones chasing, you know, playoff dreams and all of that great stuff. So.
And so that was his answer, which I don't know if that was a great answer either.
They're going to be ass.
Everybody going to be ass.
Oh, man. And in Dallas, there's a new head coach. As you know, Brian Schottenheimer is the guy. And one of the things he is trying to do is, like every other team, change the culture. Here is Schottenheimer on how he's trying to get that accomplished.
The big thing that goes into culture, too, I think, is being authentic. You know, I will always be authentic. I'm never going to stand up here and pretend to be something I'm not. I think that's a recipe for disaster in this business. I've seen it. I've seen it fail. I think I shared with you, my dad said, hey, if you ever get a shot to be a head coach, one thing you should never do is change. Be yourself.
He says he will not change, so we shall see. Should be an interesting season. And I like that he references his dad, who was a hell of a coach.
Yep.
So we should be so lucky if he is half as good as his father was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.